Omer a dit dans la chouette, nous avons mis sur nous des rivaux des soucis, dans les affluences, there is what we call a Mishnah mention soucis, Kinu and Nakulia. So Kinu, so Rashi explained, means that you have four poles place near the four Vagoy Amito, and it's the poles are quite high, and then and you spread out the sheet on top of the four poles. That's the key. What's that? So the Mishnah says, Pires of Gabakino is so. And then the Mishnah says, I will Pires of Gabakino Amito. What's that? Amito? In other words, you just place two poles, one a day. At the head of the bed and one at the end of the bed. Two poles. And then you spread the sheet. So mainly the essential feature of Nakritim is, as Asher says, that it's a shipwa. Because you have one pole here and one pole here, and then you put a sheet. So in other words, it doesn't tell you that. The sheet is spread like this. So it doesn't tell you that. So that's why it's question. Why? You should name a God the back or have the minor with Mikael. These two are mentioned in the mission. Now, Omar Abidah Mashmuel, mutalishen the kilo is. What's kilo? So, kilo is, it's not exactly like Nakliti. And it's not like Kinu. So he says, Muta Lishen the Kilo Bisu, Abot Ishmeishmata. So what is Kilo? Kilo Rashi says, Hakuso Spiris Amito, the Abot Ishmeishmata, Shenako Mishuko Bisho Nakuti, Kelo Shome Kisho Tineitis. In other words, even though that you spread it out over the bed. So in Akritin, and in Kinu, so you have extra poles that are attached, that are placed near the bed. But in Kinu, you have four extra poles, and the four poles are placed at the four legs of the bed. And that's in Kinu. And in Akritin, you have two poles. One is at the at the head of the bed, and the other one is at the end of the bed, and we spread it. But in Kilo, you don't have an extra pose. You just spread the sheet over the bed. You just spread the sheet over the bed. So over, you spread it over the boards, the boards of the bed. No extra pose. A place near the bed. So suppose someone, if you have, let's say, this is the bed. This is the bed. And then you also have, this is the other end of the bed. And you place the sheet over. No extra poles. So that's kilo. So Gemara says, mutalisha be kilo bisu. The other appreciation of God. Now, if the bed is like this, and then you put a sheet over the bed, and the person will sleep, and this is spread over the boards of the bed, So then, well, you could argue that what is here is not the kind of Sisuke, because this sheep that is placed over the board of the bed is an Eilachetet, because it has died. All that we need in order to be considered as it has, to have Shemeyah, is Stefah. And this is Stefah, it's more than Stefah. It's spread out over the board of the bed. So it shouldn't be the kind of Sisuke, because of Eilachetet. Still, Omar Avigdor Shmuel, Mutalishon, the Kilo, the Sukkah, the Adol Pishinishlaga, the Hushayim of the Beyasa, the Hushayim of the Beyasa. So, in other words, when will it not be a say, if, let's say, the bed goal is 10 Kochim high, and from the ground of the bed up to here is 10 Kochim, and then he'll spread the sheet over it, and he'll sleep beneath the sheep, then will not be the kind of sukkah. Because since it has a guard, and in addition, there is a height of 10 tochim from the ground of the bed till the sheep, so mainly it's a yahid. What is it? That's right. From the surface of the mattress. So, in such a case, it will be a real hate. But if it's not a Beyasa, even though it is a real dark, it covers the whole bed, the whole hole of the bed, but if it's not a Beyasa, so it's not a real hate. Who is a Beyasa? Now, Kiva, who's a sweet man, because I'm a fishing in Shulga, Shaytan of Mishuko, he shall not take it. El Shobe, he shall be a fishing. So the Gemara asks the Kashi Tosha. Hayosh in the Chivo Bishuk Teriyot in the Vose. So the Gemara is a Tere, but the Maskinom Shigri Yasov. Meisi. Hayosh in the Chasam Bito Bishuk Teriyot in the Vose. So what difference does it make whether he sleeps under the ground of the bed, or he sleeps under the mattress, but above it, there is a sheep. It's the same thing. So the Gemara says, "For Tiel Gemar Shmuel, the Mito Gebeyaso." In other words, when we say that Ayoshi Tachasam Mito is Lo Yotso, if let's say the bed, the mattress is placed upon feet, upon legs, and from the karka, asufa, up to the mattress is the tefach. So in other words, so then the mattress itself is an eya that is ten tochim, so it's an eya achit. The mito of the yasa. Alright. Tosh. Oy shepir is al gabi kineifes. Psulo. So you more at first give the teretz. Tosh an amel of the yasa. Volim tono achit. Vitanye, naklitin shnayim, naklitin you have two poles. Vikinefes abo, piris al vikinefes psuo, al gabi kinefes sheo, uvilvad, shol naklitin dvei min amut aso. So even naklitin, which does not negate the kila mitzvah psuke. So only if it's not dvei min amut aso, but if it's dvei, so even naklitin, it negates the kila mitzvah psuke. The implication being, that vis-a-vis Gneifes, even if it's not the Yasov, it's still against the mitzvah of Sukkot. We call the Gneifes a Lavishim Yasov, so the more you tell it, Shana Gneifes, the clear. Now the more it comes to the conclusion that there is a basic distinction between Gneifes and Kilo. So, by Gneifes, now Gneifes and Kilo have one common feature, namely, both Kineifes and Kilo have a God. They have a God. But Kineifes has a God, and it negates the Kilo Mitzvah Shigeitis and Eilach Eitzeitis, even if it's not the Beyasov. Kilo has a God, but it only negates the Mitzvah, the Kilo Mitzvah Suke, if it is the Beyasov. So that's the difference. Why is there a difference? paese di, del cinese, even if it's not the Vyasa, so it still negates the Kiyomizasuki, as long as it has a God. And Kiyo, even though it has a God, so it can only negate the Kiyomizasuki if it is coupled with the Vyasa. The answer is because a Kinefes is something that is for one. It's a code. You have four codes, and since you attach four codes, so the mele is something for one. So since it is something for one that is placed there, I mean relatively permanent, I mean it's not there, very permanent, but that was placed, that it stayed there for the duration of the time that the suke will be standing. So the mele, since it can is something for Pua, so even though it was not a Vivaso, it still has a mele. It's not a real for Pua, so it's a real aga. But a real aga also has a shemila. Masheinke, Chilo, what is Chilo? Chilo, there are no special poles attached, right? The bed has two sides. It has the bed board near the head, and then at the end of the bed, there is a board. So that was in place in order to put a shita. That was place, that's a mythical part of the structure of the bed. Then the person spread a sheet over the two balls. So mainly it has no clears at all. So since it has no clears, so if it is of Allah has the Baya Yud, then it has a Shemel. But if it's not in the Baya Yud, and it has no clears at all, so it doesn't even have the Shemel Aga. If it doesn't have the Shemel Aga, it cannot be raised. You see, the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is on the question whether a male Aga can be raised whether a male Aga can be raised. But a male Aga, it has to be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, seems suke, has to be in Hiras Keva, so a male Aga cannot be raised altogether. But according to Rabbanan, seems suke does not have to be in Hiras Keva, so even a male Aga can be raised before a suke. But the best that will have a shem male Aga. So by Kinefes, so for Apoches, it has a Shemel Aga, even though, I mean, he can take off the sheet from the poles, but the poles were here in order to spread a sheet over it. That's the whole purpose of the attachment of the poles. Otherwise, why did he attach poles for poles? So it was here for the purpose of being able to spread a sheet of the poles. So the mele, it has something, so the mele it has a shemeo, even without 10 tefachim high, without being 10 tefachim high. Masheinke, kilo, so there is nothing that was attached, that was placed in order to spread the sheet over it. He spreads the sheet over the board of the bed, the board of the bed are there anyway. So the mele, if it has 10 tefachim high, if it is 10 tefachim high, then it has a shemeo. But if it's not in one eye, it does not even have a shemeo. So the kriya, what we're talking about, the highest portion of the world of the world, the highest portion of the world, you see, the answer I'm going to say about myself, the kriya, I will kill a low kriya the chazok of the kinefes. You got to leave, well, I saw the chazok. So it doesn't even have a shemeo eye. I mean, I'm using these expressions because the before uses these expressions. It's not even a shem, it doesn't even have a shem elah. Alright. So the more as it has to be sukkah, that is sukkah the kviye, the yom ha-shmuel, ke ha-sheiro ka-sulo, ka-sulo. So sukkah, that is sukkah is certainly kviye. And still, in order to be hated, so then, it has to have, there has to be 10 tefachim difference between the Sahelia and the Sahakhte. So isn't it a logical Kalahaya that Eve Ligabi Suda Takasuka? So we say that the lower Sah that once it's not possible unless there is a Haplogi of Tentrochi, so like Askamo the Hamo Gabi Kinefes, that it shouldn't viene la gente unless there is a project in pocket. So you know you can do it. And the whole song doing you sound so gay. Basso, okay, we shall be on it. But to my song, none other. Because by Suka Takasuko, so we have no problem at all. We have the lower layoff staff and we have an upper layoff staff. Why should it be possible? Why should it be possible? Because the Hela hate it. In the heavy meetings as a person on Basukas, then we would be puzzled. We wouldn't say that the mitzvah sikah is negated because there is one sikah, there is another sikah. So why if there is one sikah and another sikah? You can put up as many pieces of sikah as you want. So why shouldn't you be able to put up one sikah on top of the other sikah with a flogi of the number of 42? Only, so if there hadn't been exeras akosu of basukas, then I would say, even with the biggest flogi, it should be shayo, because what's wrong? What? How can you say El Chetzit? What is Chetzit? You had one star and another star. Suppose you put up five layers of star, one on top of the other. So does that negate the Sichu? We don't negate the Sichu. So what difference does it make whether one is on top of the other or one is above the other? But there is a special Zerzakosu. So that special Zerzakosu of Shnei Schochens applies only to a case where there is a real Akhloge of 10 Tvorah. Otherwise not. Masha'im in here, he cannot be Eitze with the sheet. The sheet is possible. But, so the Mele, even though there is no Akhloge of them talking, but still, the sheet itself cannot be used as a schach. So the Mele, it's Leila Chit. So, also, because there is a special Chidush HaTorah that it becomes possible. Without the Zerza Kosu, it would never become possible. Because the lower piece of Schach is Schach Kosher, and the upper piece of Schach is Schach Kosher. So what's wrong with it? But we have a special Zerza Kosu. So it's a special Chidush that it becomes possible. So that soon takes effect only when there is a point of death. But here we don't have to resolve the special Chidush. He has to sleep and he has to eat under the sky, not under the sickle of the sheep. So the Mele, even though there is no outlaw of the talking, so it's still a Elachetit. But in the case of Kimo, so because it cannot be Elachetit because it doesn't even have to share the Elare. Also, the news of Suke Maso, Hoken Shamio, but Maso Namavio, but by Kimo, because there is no fears at all, so it's not even an ela. Alright. Hoso nun nisal suke kasim shisubitaka suko, kiashiro katsuo. Hokamu nun nikra leno suko nun nisutakeno. Hokamu shami eno. So yoshi takto. Abu shoka suke sheno. Alright. Now here, Rashi is saying that it's very reasonable. I mean, it's kind of like that. I mean, it would be unreasonable to say the contrary. So Rashi says, "Hochem l'shavi oyal, shol yoshin tafto avol shor asuk eshel." In other words, there is a basic distinction between the case where you have the psul of sukkah ha'sukkah, so then it passes the sukkah. Masha'im came the case where you have the sheep spread out over the poles, over the akrifi, so it doesn't pass the sukkah. But it negates his kima mitzvah because he was sleeping under the sheep. He wasn't sleeping under the sack. So it negates the kima mitzvah in respect to the place where he was sleeping. But somebody else here, he spread out the sheep. He spread out the sheep over here. And so the one who was sleeping under the sheep, he's not entitled to get. But somebody else sleeps on the couch, on the bed, next to this, and over the bed that is adjacent to him, there is no sheep spread out, he would be the kind of sukkah. Even though, without that portion of space in the sukkah, over the bed, so the sukkah does not have Zayin al-Zayin, it doesn't matter, because it doesn't pass in the sukkah. The one who sleeps under the sheep, under the kilo, he is not becoming because he doesn't sleep under the sukkah. So it's like a person Puyiti Nisuke, and there are certain portions sometimes you find in Nisuke that there is just nature there. I mean, just there, no sun. So, if one will see that in undead car, undead chair, where it's beneath the air, so that would kind of Nisuke, of course, he doesn't puzzle the rest of the Suke. So, here too. When it's Ipsu of Sugetakasuko, so then it passes the Sulpa, because it's a special Psu. But Hayoshi Takasakiro, and when it's the way you talk, he doesn't pass the Suke. But this particular person who lies beneath the sheep, he doesn't lie under the Sha, he lies under the sheep. But another person sleeps in a bed adjacent to this bed, and over the other bed, there is no sheep spread out, so he is the kind of Suke. This is what Rashi is saying. Hopefully, you shall be English or Yish doctor. I will show you a Suke Shema. So, what's a Masor and Amra the other one? He But, in connection with Kilo, so then it's not in the Rahate, because there is no Tvias Fatoe. Right. Omar Abda, Lifte Baradima, Omar Shmuel, Hayoshin, the Kilo, Orei, Meitzi Reishe, Chutzli Kilo, the Kira Triashi. So if he is naked, and so there is an Isser of the Oil Hoyab and Zomo, so he cannot recite Triashma if he is naked. So he says, but if he is lying naked in the bed, and the bread is spread, over the bed is spread a Kilo, a sheep, and then, so he can Hayoshi Kilo when the Yitzhirishi Chutzli Kilo Vitzhi Yishma. Let's see the Rashi. Yechid Dva Veyaru Ve'amrion Limokim Shehu Bishon Reishi Yizrak Vilitzo Mishuvi Roi Dova. So we do not say that the Mokim Shehubei Shon Reishim Yisrael, the Litza, the Hayoshim Kibbeis Reishim Yisrael, the Lord Kirei Triyash, because the Hibidu Aveiru, we are not only Mokim Shehubei Shon Reishim Yisrael, the Litza Mishri Yerod of the Dovo, but Aveiru Kibbeis Reishim Chutz Lechavich. So I'm going to suppose someone puts a Chalut, he wraps himself up in a sheet. So then, even though he doesn't wear any pants, nothing, but if he wraps himself up in a sheet, so in many ways, he's allowed to recite Kriyat Shema. He's allowed to recite Kriyat Shema. So what does, so here, if he's Yoshin the Kilo, Oren, he saw Yoshin the Kilo Oren, so that sheet that is spread on the bed is considered as if it is, as if it wrapped him up. Now, if a person is naked and he will wrap himself up over the head, then he will not be able to say creation. If a person is naked and he has no nothing, he is completely naked, but he will take his sheet and he will wrap himself up till over the head. So then he is not allowed to recite Kriyashma, because he's naked, and the sheep covers his head too. But if a person will take a sheep, a naked person will take a sheep and will wrap himself up to here, but the sheep will not cover the head, so then he's not clear as the elbow. So then the elbow is covered, the sheep covers the elbow. But if the sheep covers completely, you'll take a sheep and you'll cover yourself completely, so then you'll not be allowed to recite Kriyat Shema, because he's naked. Masha'inke, if he wraps himself up with the sheep till the neck, and the sheep doesn't wrap his head, then the elbow is covered. So in this case, now if we were to say, So, Wie letzte Mission in der Heue bekommen, er war Sommer. Er war ein gewisser Mensch, er hat sich auch so in other words, it is just as if a person is naked and then he takes a sheet and wraps himself, his whole body, his shoulder and everything. But this is there, the sheet. So then he's allowed. So then he's not for yourself. Now, however, suppose someone is naked and he pushes out his face through the window and his whole face is outside the window. He's outside the window. But he is naked. So then we cannot say that he can say Kriya Shema. Then he's not allowed to say Kriya Shema. Why? Because sins the bite, the room in which he is standing near the window is a nail. So then we say, Rimokim Shahubei Shom Reishim Yisrael. So in other words, even though the head, his mouth, with which he recites the Kriya Shema is outside the window, is in the street, is in the area of the street, but since he is naked and the labor group is standing in the room, even though the head and his mouth are outside the window in the street, in the area of the street, he cannot recite Kriya Shema. So if a kilo had been considered as an ayah, so when a person, So when a person pushes out his head, his face, from the kilo outside, so then it would be like a person who is naked and he pushes out his face, his head, through the window. He's not allowed to say Kriya Shema. So, but the reason is why he can't recite Kriya Shema, because it's not an ayah. If it's not an ayah, so that means that the kilo is like a sheet that wraps up his body. And the face is outside the kilo. So it's like a person, a naked person, wrapping his own body in the sheet, and the face is outside the sheet. So then he can recite Kriya Shema, that means he's covered, he's dressed. Alright. Mason, Hayoshim kilo ore, loyo yitzirashia, which we kilo ore, yitra Kriya Shema. So it's contrary to Shmuel's memory. So the Lord says, how come I ask him, she may ask him. In other words, Kriya Shema, so if Kriya Shema is the same aloha and Kavisuki. So if it's Kriya Shema, then the kilo is considered as an ayah. So it's like a little hat. This kilo, this bed with the sheet spread over it is like a little house, like a little hat. And when he pulls out his head outside, it's like a naked person pulling out his head through the window. And then we say that he's not allowed to recite Krishna. Okay, I'm going to stop him. He's going to say that Holy was a name of a little by Sore. So he needs a nation with a Halei with a Krishna. Shmame. Ubay Sname. Adol Pishayim the Bela Sore. Kiven the Kivriya. Or in Elohu. So we go back. We can end this. Now, what would be the Allah? What would be the halacha? If we suppose someone happens to be in a bind that is very, very low, it's not going to be a soul. And he'll pull out his face through the window, he's naked, and he'll push out his face through the window, and he'll try to recite Kriya Shema. He's not allowed to do that. But why? The answer is, when do we say that if it's less than Asoro, so then he doesn't have the Shemeria, that's without a kilo. Because kilo is not something that exists there for good. It's not something that has a kriyas. He just spread out the sheet. He spread out the sheet half an hour later. Right now he wants to lie down in the bed, so he spread the sheet over. Then, when he gets up, so away with the kilo. So the melee, if it is for the Asoro, even though it has no clears, it has a Shemeya. But if it's not for the Asoro, it has no clears, it doesn't have a Shemeya. But the Bai is Mamesh, even though it's very low, it's 9 from the floor of the room till the ceiling is only 9 and you'll pull out. So even though it's not in Tlochimai, it's still a Shemeya, it's Ligora of Kineves, if it's Kineves. So it's considered to have a Shemeya. Even though it's not really talking, why? Because he placed deliberately impose in order to adapt it for the sheep that he's going to spend on it. So the vice mamzer was built, no matter how long it is. All right, he did a school. But it doesn't matter, he did a school. Also has Ishmael, can also have Ishmael. Can also have Ishmael. So the melee, the vice mamzer, the shingabia, so children, the tree or yellow, the regoba mechanics. So he will not be allowed to say Kriyasha. And the same thing would be with Abigail. Suppose you have the extra poles that are four poles that are attached to the Vagir Amito, and then you place the sheep over the four poles, and then someone is naked, and he will put out his head, so he will not be allowed to say Kriyasha. Alright, the Vice Man of the Lord is on, the three are the only, the God in the bed, the heart, you say, Schleich, what an option? We take the Vice to kill all, you the Bela Lishna Literature, who's a Halle. Now the Gemara says, Lishna Hine, Amgalo, Omar, Judah, Mashuel, Muta Lishay, the Gilas, Hassan, and the Suk. So first, so what the Lishna Lishay, no? Rosh Hashim was Muta Lishay the Kilo of Isuke Abal Kishiyesh of God, the Rushay the Beyasa. Here I say, Amara Muta Lishna Kile, Amara, Amara Muta Lishna, Muta Lishay the Kilas Hassan in Bisuk, Lifishe Eno God, Abal Kishay the Beyasa. So, right, the first memory has referenced one situation, the second memory has referenced another situation. The first memory has referenced the situation where it has a God, but it's not the Riyasa. The second memory, which Nachin has referenced the situation where it is the Riyasa, but it is the Riyasa, but it has no God. Now, that we should disagree here. There is one should disagree that there is no machlokes between the two sheets. So, one Moshe says one thing, and one Moshe says the other thing. And there is no machlekes. In other words, the first Moshe of Abdullah Mashmuel, so, discusses one situation. A kilo that has a God, and does not, is not the way you talk. So it's not, does not have a shalom. Even though it has a God, it does not have a shalom because it has no clear. And then the other member discusses another situation. So he says, where it is the Riyasa, but this it's spread out in the form of a slant, like this. It is the talking now, but it's spread out like this. It has no God in the form of a slant, the Shikwa. So that too does not have a Shemir. So Mara Machode, Mara Machode, Mara Machode, is two separate things. That's one Shikwa. Then there is another sheet there, which is the sheet of Tetzes. In the Tetzes, people are master. Ubiubat shalim akitim obeyamin amitra so. So, he's the sheet of Tetzes the sheet of Tetzes is, as a matter of fact, in Tetzes itself, it might be, it's not so clear, but in Tetzes itself, it's mashma, there are two sheets. The first version in this thesis apparently assumes that there is no machlokes between the two sheets. Maro machode, maro machode with it. And then when thesis says, in amit hochet uye, hanit relishne, this the second version in thesis says, that the kivas hasani, the loy kri, what it means the loy kri has no God, is the shepua, afilo kovea yud, isha. Aisha. So in other words, the Tilas Hasani, the loyalty, that has no God, but it is Gobeyayu. So that's the second motion. But the first motion cases are currently assumed by Krishani, who say it's Maramachodem, Maramachodem, Lekli. The second motion says, since he says, Lishnachini Amro, Omar Abdullah Mashmuel, Muta Lishin Kila Sasami, Visuke Lishin Dag, Abba Fishi Gabeya, Aso, So this second version holds that they kill us Hassan, that there's no God. Very clear means there's no God. Bishikua. But the way I do it, so by Kibo, it's not a real. It's not even a real. Because it has no clearance whatsoever. So that's the second version of Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. But the first version of Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says, you tell me that Kibo is super appreciation of God. We will share it with the way I saw. But the implication being, but if it's the reverse, that if it is, there's no God, but the way I saw, then it's possible. That's the second chitzachim. And then there is a third chitzachim that the informations which Teisves rejects, dismisses it, the Shteyavayim, that the two Mishaynes have reference to the case of a cure that has a God and is not the way I am. So that we should. There is one shikas of Hashem that there are no two shikas. In other words, according to that shikas of Hashem, Kilo is only the gamers, the Kilo Mitzvah of Sukkah, if it has total risk. In other words, it's the way I use it, and it has a God. But if it's only Chodol risk, in other words, it has a God, but not the way I use. Or, the way I use, but doesn't have a God, then in person to the Kiva Mitzvah. According to all the And then there is a Shiras of Hashem. Then there is a Shiras of Hashem. That in the case of a Kiva that has a God, but is not the way I saw, then according to everybody, he does not have a Kiva Mitzvah. But the Atum Shema is in the case of a Kilo that has no God and is the Beyasa. And then there is a Shitas of Shema that in the case of a Kilo that has no God but is the Beyasa, then everybody admits that it does not negate. But the two Shemas are in connection with the case where it has a God and it's not the Beyasa. The Vitro mentions all the Shemas. So actually, Teisves implies two shittes. One shitte is forgotten by this, but the other shitte is implicit because he says it says inam the other thing that cannot finish. So I'll go about it. So that means that until few cases said inam, cases assume differently. That there is no makhluk. Vishayeshmogad. So in other words, what does it mean? Vishayeshmogad, and it's going to be a soul. And it's going to be a soul. So in other words, if it is, it has a God, and it's going to be a soul, then it negates. Then it negates. Tosh, Nakrit Mishnai, two poems. We can read this abo, four poems. Peter's about to leave a face, so. I'm going to Nakrit in Sheva, who will buy to Nakrit in Vain, not a soul for him. So we see in vis-a-vis Nakriti that even is the way I saw. So still it is possible, even though it does not have a God. So why do we say that by Kilo, even though it is the way I saw, it does not have a Kilo Mitzvah? So the Gemara says, Shana Nakriti, the Kriya. In other words, because Nakriti is more humble than Kilo. So, what's the Aloha? So how do we see from this Gemara? We see from this Gemara that even though Nakriti is not as humble as Kineifes, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah spells out the contrast between Gneifes, Kilu, and Nachriti. Pires al Gabi, Kilu is Zulo, but Pires al Gabi, Nachriti, Amito is Chayo. So Nachriti is relatively calm, and Kilu is relatively humble. Still, even though Nachriti is relatively calm, but if it has a Gibaso, even though it has no God, so then it also negates. It's possible. It also negates the Kibamis. So it's possible. But vis-a-vis Nachriti, so it only negates, it's only possible, it negates the Kibamis if it is Gibaso, if it is Gibaso. Without a God. But suppose it has a God, but it doesn't give us all, it does not negate. And Vashem came, Kilu, negate the Kiva Mitzvah, I mean, it's possible in either case. Whether the Reyeseh consists of no God, whether the Reyeseh consists, on the contrary, of the God, that's the reason. The reason, the thing that is a reason for negating the Kiva Mitzvah. Whether the reason consists of the God, or the reason consists of Kiva Tefot. Mashiach, Gabe, Nachriti, so only the reason of having Tefot negates the Kiva Mitzvah. But the reason of the God does not negate the Kiva Mitzvah. This is what you are saying. So, shall not quit in Kriya? In Kriya, let it be made. So then the most kashi is much. If you say that not quit is Kriya, so it should have the same deen as Kriya. What's the Allah of the Kriya Kriya? That as long as there is one reyes, it doesn't matter which reyes, there are two reyes. One reyes is the fact that the sheep has a God. The other reyes is the fact that the sheep has a gaver of 10 tefachim from the ground. From the ground to the bed. So, vis-a-vis Kilu, so either Reyeseh passes. Either Reyeseh. And when would be Chelo? Kilu? Kilu would be Chelo if it had neither a God nor a gaver of 10 tefachim. But if it has a God without the tefachim, or it has 10 tefachim without the God, Bishipua, so then it passes. Vis-a-vis Nachriti, so there is only one reyeseh that can pass it, Kiva Tefot, even without God. But the reyeseh of God without the Tefot is not. Mashiach, also, you know, the Kashiach. So, if we are ready to make this, so let Nachriti have the same status as Kinevitz, and so that not only the reyeseh of the Tefot should pass it, but the reyeseh of God without the Tefachim should also pass it, like Gneifes. So the Gemara says, Ligabu Gneifes Loi Kriya, Ligabu Kilo Kriya, Ligabu Kilo Kriya. So he says that there is a difference. It's an anonymous escape. In other words, there are three degrees. The most kavua, the biggest kavua of all is Gneifes. The least kavua of all is Kilo. And then Nachriti is moderately kavua. So vis-a-vis the most kavua Gneifes. So either Reyeseh passes. A God without Gneifes and Tefachim, or Gneifes and Tefachim without a God passes. That's the most kavua. Vis-a-vis the least kavua, Kilo. So only both reyeses together, a combination of both reyeses together will pass, will negate. In other words, Gevat and Tefachim plus God. But God, uncoupled with Gevat and Tefachim, or Gevat and Tefachim uncoupled with God, will not pass. These are being Nachriti. So one reyeses will pass, the other reyeses will not pass. The reyeses of Gevat and Tefachim will pass. The reyeses. Of God without the Tefachim will not pass. And that's the sheet of most Hashem. The Ram says that the Tzavit was sheet. But the Rambam sheet is not like that. The Rambam sheet is in the Shekhanov mentions whole days. But this is the usual shita. That's the shita of Moses shita. But the Rambam shita is that by kidinkes, that by nakritin will not pass over. Even if he tells the reyeseh of Geva Tentor. Even if he tells the reyeseh of Geva Tentor. Where is according to Moses shita? So Nakritin and Kibra are the same. But this Gemara is contrary, is explicitly contrary to the Rambam, because the Gemara says, "Ubevad avar Nakritin sheiro ubevad shel Nakritin amrim min amida asor." So the Mishnah says there is a machlokes further. Test on veils. Hoise sukosekin in sleep. Oshe song called Kesa. That was a face of the shame of God. Brachol Machir. And then the Gemara says, Ifre. That matters, that the Brezal is Machir, but Hachon Pesa. Hachon Pesa. So, in other words, suppose he builds a sukkah like this. Bishapua. There is no God. Like this. In the form of the Kol. He'll build a sukkah like this. And he doesn't give it. So, if it is like this, and there is a gas pepper, then it's okay. Then it's chill. But suppose he doesn't have even a gas pepper, he builds a sukkah like this. So, the Gemara says, Ifre. So, Reb Lezer is machshir and chachomim, basically, in the past, like the chachomim. What's the machlokes between Reb Lezer and chachomim? Whether Eilu Mishupa Shmoel or Eilu Mishupa Lo Shmoel. So what Mishna says, the reason is why the Rambam passes that Nachrit, so it doesn't pass in the Sukkah, even though it has a Giva Masorot Rochim, when the Gemara says in so many words that Nachrit, if it has a Giva Masorot Rochim, even though it doesn't have a Gav, since it's moderately Kavua, so the Meir it does pass on, because this Gemara quotes with the Mangor Rabbeza, who holds that they Mishupei Shmoeya. They are Mishupei Shmoeya. So the Meir we say, since Nachritim is moderately Kavua, has some Kriyas, not the degree of Kriyas that the Kinnuk has, but it has, it is moderately Kavua. So the Meir, even though it has no God, it's Mishabua, but it's the way I come up talking. So it has a Shemaya, Elan, it's a Shemaya. Masha'im Kei, we pass to our Yachomi, that all the Mishikta Loi Shemaya, so it means, not only it's Loi Shemaya, it doesn't have a Shemaya Kavua, it doesn't even have a Shemaya Adar, it doesn't even have a Shemaya Adar, but I am, that we pass to that by Suki it's possible, even though we pass to that Suki Biras Arabin, not Biras Kev. So, and still, if Suki Mishiko is not clear, so that means that according to the Chachamim of the Blazer, a Suki Mishiko is not even in Biras Arabin. If it's, it does not have a Shem, if it does not have even a Shem in your Arabin, so in any way, it cannot pass on the Suki. But this Gemara calls with the Mandoma that El Mishiko Shmei. The Rambam there is another difference. But I mean, this part of the Rambam is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch as one worship. As one worship. The Rambam is another, it was received by the Rambam. Alright. Dovesh Ale Barabune Mutalish Mikiwa, Abba Pishay Shvaga, Abba Pishay Vyaso, Kiman Kirab Yude, Yoma Aliosei Lame Ubatu El Keva, Vitnanum Rab Yude, Lea Yelodinu Mishita Hasamito, Vitnas Kaini, Doing my work, You are not a kid. And a kilo with both races. So what could be at most with both races, with the God and the Gilasa. So it could have only Shem Yelave. So Yelave can have the chitzes with the Eotel. Now let's see. Now let's see the Rashi. Simen Tov Reish Chavzai Sir Beis Hayoshim Tachas Akiva Bisuk Ime Nibadei Ayutvoch Oy Shein Lov Gad Roche Tefak Yot If there is only one way is so it's Yot in order to negate the Kima Mitzvah so we have to have two ways no Gad I mean a Gad I can't go a Gad and Giva Yutvoch Koeitzi Mayeitzi Naaba Psikim Koeitzi Mayeitzi Naaba Roshi Amito Oso Lifrei Salim Sodi Vilishen Tach Apiu Emen Ingrayim Yit In other words, that's Kinu In other words, that's four poles that are attached to the four legs of the Mito So that is the most, the maximum case Apiu Emen Ingrayim Yit Abu Lecho Geitzei That's not written. I will never be able to get the meat of the ratio. Vashim Madoseo, Kinegve, Vinesni Gunasis, Gershets Mahukin, King Konish or Lena, Mizela Zemuta, Mikrisol Nolo, Yumishin Dakta, Mishin of God, Rochit Tefak Lamayo, Yuhushel Yudwe Yutra. So that is in conformity to our Gemara. Vyesh Mashir in the Shiva Zaramba, Afilo Bidwein Yutra. But our Gemara is like a first one, except the Magnishni is Yashik, the Shiva Zaramba. But the Magnishni is only in Yashik, one part of the Ramba. But there is another Ramba. This Russian Rambam, which is Suka Bizer Suka, is strange because it's open a different halacha. The only common denominator between Suka Taka Suka and this, it consists in the fact that just in Suka Taka Suka is not the kind of mitzvah. So here is not the kind of mitzvah either. But in different reasons, it's Rashi for itself. Suka Taka Suka so puzzles the lower Suka. It puzzles. So in Nabiyate, even in the portion that is not mamish beneath the Akasah, Mashiach in here, it's only because of Elahate. So the one who sleeps under the sheet or beneath the bed, will not be Nabiyate. But somebody else who lies down adjacent to him, but not beneath a bed, he will be eating. So why does it? The Rambam say, because she is super, it's different halachas. So the Russian Rambam is right. All right. The Chayy Kilo, she is your God, after you tell her, in Dvei Asor at Vokh, and in Shem Bobis. In other words, that's all right. Kilo is the least common. So in order to negate the Kiva Mitzvah, there must be Tartar list. God and Dvei Asor at Vokh. The Chayy Hamami, Ago Amudi, Upireis, Sodin Aleyem, that's Kinuk. Now Kinuk is the most common. And from our Gemara it appears, that by Kinuk, so it's but one. So in other words, by Kinuk, in one place it passes. But the Rambam says, the Chena Maimi, our Gemara says so explicitly, that by Kino puzzles, that's the most of one, that they gave a Yud without the God, and the God without the Yud. But you look at the Ramses, the Chena Maimi, Abo Amudi, Upiri Sodin Aleye, in Gvein Asoro, Hareze Kisuko Bisersu. So he equates Kino with Kino. Kilo is the least of one. So we require, according to the more, because that there should be Tartarus. And Kilo is the most of one. So one base negates. And the Rambam equates that. The Cholemach Terechei, Hamani Labo Abunim, Upini Son Malev, even when Asor is spelled out, only the Yiri Asor. But suppose it's not Yiri Asor or not. Then he says, Avo Shnei Abunim, שפירש עליהם סודי וחלקי לו שהם בגן בטפח אפילו גבוהים כל שהם מוטה עלי של תחתיהם בסוכו שאינם כסוכו בסכסוכו מפני שאין לו גן משאין לו גן so the magnitude שני is מיישר בסרם תהלוך את הדל that נקליטי שני עמיתי שני עמודים שפירש עליהם סודי So, Shein v'gam v'tefach, atil gvoi kol shein. So how the Gemara says, v'gabi lach mitin, so if it doesn't give a tefach, I'm sorry, if it doesn't give a, so, So, actually, I was reducing now the devil. After he was going crochet, what do you think going crochet? That is a minor crochet, it doesn't even matter. No matter how high it is, even though it's 10 o'clock and more than 10 o'clock, 20 o'clock and 30 o'clock, it doesn't matter. So he says, after you're playing coaching, you move a mile, regardless of the hyper mile. So it's still muta mishitakei misukom. Mitnei she'enam kisukom misasukom kishenon gak. That's contrary to our Gemara. So Bali Mishnah has the kashes, Bali Mishnah is the teretz. Our Gemara calls with the Madoma the deal mishuk v'shmoel. For the Rambam passes the deal mishuk v'shmoel. So that explains this Rambam halacha chadale. For the Bali Mishnah doesn't explain the Rambam halacha chadale. So this is why the Lechem Mishnah is asking against the Bali Mishnah. I don't know any teretz. So the Mechaber, he doesn't mention the Shiras Rambam in regard to Kinu. That he doesn't mention, because that is contrary to our Gemara. And Bar Mishnah's Teretz does not apply to this Rambam. The Mechaber only mentions the Rambam Shite as one notion, the Rambam Shite in Halacha Chavdalet, in regard to Nachliti. But the Rambam is difficult in regard to Kinu, because the Rambam says in regard to Kinu, the implication being only in Dvein Asoro. But if it's not Dvein Asoro, even though it has a God, not. And our Gemara says that we have a Kibbutz that is most of God. So then, any of God without the Giva Soul, and the way you say of Giva Soul without God. So, pastor. Alright, that's a difficult problem. Yes? This is not on the basis of Sukkot HaSukkot. This is on the basis of Elachetis. Now, let's see the basis. Shmur Mitzvana, Uchgen Shoyen Mitzvatim Na Mitzvah, Imo Yom Yechazvim HaSukkot Achet, Uvelvad Shoy Nachlitim Gondein Min Amita Asok, Min Adin Atilu Dvein Yud Shoy, Minadim, so even if the Nachlitim, because our Gemara says, the Rambam doesn't pass that, but our Gemara says that Nachlitim, if you may have Minamita Asoro, then it passes. Then it passes even without the God. So he says, Minadim, after the vain future. So even as long the Rishimei are perhaps keeping the Gamiteva. So be sure if you must him and the Hina Loche, Suka Suyo to me, Steve, Suo, with the Shayla God, the Shippe all and Matthew on them. You see, this page is also thought of the oneness of the Mani Mishnah. So that's a strong riot that if he doesn't have a God, he doesn't have a Shemeo, not even a Shemeo. So the page was bothered by Kashi. So why does it pass in the Suki? Why does it negate the Kima Mitzvah? It's not an Elohim. So, basically, the Teretz, in the Chanamet, with the Isaac, doesn't pass it. But here, it's a Tzumir Rabbah. It's a special Tzumir Rabbah. Alright. So, when they die, Kavis, with Moe, the Buddha wishes to us, Hassan, in the Sukkot, we all das, in and Hoche, Vein Azore, Heide, with Rabbah. We dab, Kev, in a Kriti, the Kvier, Abu Kivas, Hassan, the Loi Kvier, Akilu, Govei, Ayud, Ishari, So from this Lashon of Tesis, it's mashma that not only the psul of Nachlitim when it is Govei Ayud, when it is Govei Ayud, it does not have a God, but the psul of Geneves, where it's not Govei Ayud, but it has a God, is also only the Rabon Gibson, not the Raisi. That's a Tesis Lashon. Keheche de'achmiru. So, the Mishnah Berurah mentions in the name of the Megodim He said, everybody says, Nakritin the Tesigiva Yudis. So it passes, according to Al-Gimor, even without the Gag, that's only the Rabbah. That's only the Rabbah. Because with Raisi, with the Mishameyav, Eon Mishuke, Lashmeyav, Mashenkei, Kineifes, that answers, even without the Giva Yudis. And the Reyese answers, even with the Reyese of God, without the Reyese of Giva Yudis, or the Reyese of Giva Yudis, without God, so then the Rebbe says, Mashma, Mashma that with the Reyese negates the Giva Yudis. But from this, it's Mashma not like that, not like the Rebbe. It's Mashma from this, that with the Reyese, so even in Kineifes, if it's not the way I knew, it's not the way I knew. So, he should be clear. So he said, so what do you say? I will kill us Hassan in the way clear after you will be a new child. So when he says, kill us Hassan in the way clear, what is the way clear? So it's not a regard, pepper. So after you will be a new child. Kehe lechmi obi gilei bedra sa afu gilei yud, mishu mikriye. Ubi kiwa shasam yudloi kriye, bishore afu gilei shoda. Uchi dam binon lindo chlishne. Dua kriti unta bu kiwa kriye. So, this is the first question case. So the first question case is that kiwa shasam yudloi kriye. Kiwa shasam to a Hassan, that does not have a but it has a Giva Yud, it has a Giva Yud, so that, so it does not negate a Giva Yud, and it's Mashma according to both Roshis. So this first question agrees with the Sheet of the Ritva, that to a Hassan that is, no, has no peace at all, not even mother peace, none whatsoever. Because in Kiras Hassanim, so you don't have any poles that are specially placed in order to adapt it for the sheet that you spread over. So then, in order to pass the sukkah, you must have title raised according to Bormish. Then Jesus says, no, Iname, Kiras Hassanim, the way tree that has no God, but has given you is with the Hanaf Perish. And of the Rishi. Now, in other words, that's the second version. Muta Rishi and Mitzvah Sassani and Suki and Rishi and Vada. Ava Rishi and Rishi and Soho. So the second version holds that it doesn't pass it. But the first version is here. Even though the first version discusses another situation. But the implication is, since it says, Rishi and Rishi, so that means according to the first version, so in the case of Kiras Hassanim that has no God, that has Giva Asor, so then it does pass it. And the second version says that it doesn't pass it. In our Gorda we have the Rishi. Valkoko Vokhi, Hanak the Rishi. Yuriev Shalimah. Now there's the third chicken that the Rito mentions. So that case says, reject. Yuriev Shalimah is the creation of God when you give it to Rishi Vaskar. So we have to be more at Hilgim Oshmuy must listen up to the way I use it. But, now, I don't want to go over the cases with real radical negators, because it's a very strange cases, and the Mashor raises the question against these cases, and I can't understand what Mashor says. He mentions the pshat of his father, and I can't understand it. I spent a lot of time on the Mashor's father's pshat. But, as it appears, if you look into the cases of Rosh, so you'll see a big village. I'm not going over this thing, because to mention the Mashor will take too much time. Each be a very different Afrokar, Shezei Yishli Gag, Vizei Emul Gag, Mikombo came with Hoshit God to do. Kill the Mila so. We can kill a Kriye, Hilka. After God, the Kriye Asor a show. I will not quit him. The Kriye. Or the Kriye Asor Asir, which they face. So he says, Ad Makniti, the Kriya, Oy Kriya Asoro is Asir. Now, what the way Shlomo passes, and the way most Hashem say, so in other words, there is, so we say that there is a basic distinction between Kineifes and Makrit. In other words, because Kineifes is more Kri. So if Kineifes is more Kri, so the Makrit. So if Kineifes is more Kri than Makrit, so it will puzzle with one race. Kineifes will puzzle with one race. It doesn't matter which race. If it is, whether it's the Reise of Deva Yud, even though it doesn't have a God, so it doesn't, but that soon will apply to Nakriti also, according to Al-Gamon. Nakriti Shekibay Yud, even though it does not have a God, so it doesn't. But, according to most Hashemi, since Kineifes, the Gemara says, Ligami Kineifes Loi Kriye, Ligami Kile Kriye. So, relative to Kineifes, so Nakritin is not the one. Relative to Kimo, Nakritin is the one. So that means that Kineifes is more Kabua than Nakritin. So because of that, the Blessed Rabifo says, and the Ram says, and the Tzatam Shukno, that vis-a-vis Nakritin, so one Reyeseh passes. And it doesn't make any difference which Reyeseh. Whether it's the Reyeseh that passes Nakritin, that's the Reyeseh of Kiva Yud, uncoupled with a Yag Tefach, or the other race, a Yag Tefach, and not Deva Yud. But this is what the Ritva says. But the Tesis of Rosh says, so, Vikineifes, Avo, Vikabi Kiva Kriye, Hilka Chava Gav Vikriya Asoro Shor, Avo Nakritin Vikriye, Idriya Asoro Asire, If we are so asir, the Kineifes, the Yeshlan God, Abba God, the Lord we are so asir. Now let's see the report. The Nakritin, the Kriya Tvemine, Salje Hadarge, the Nipsele Begeva Aso, Abel Gav Rezbega, Abel Loyuv Aso, Nakritin the Loyuv Aso, Abel Tishi Yeshlo Gad, we have a Kriyusi. And that's the sheet of course of Shemin, that's the way you should know fast, that there are three dargers, Kilo, Nakritin, and Kinu. So, Kinu is the most of what, Kilo is the least of what, and Nakritin is mother of the Kuba. That's the way Shalom passes. We should also mention the three dharmas. So, vis-a-vis Kineifes, so one Reyeseh passes. Vis-a-vis Kilo, only both Reyeses together pass. And vis-a-vis Nakritin, there is one Reyeseh that passes, but one Reyeseh that doesn't pass. Avo Goloi Diva Aso, Avo Pishayesh Lodah, We have a Kriyasi. The Shita of the Tesis of Rosh is that when the Gemara says that Nakritin is not as Kavua, as Kiyu, because the Mitzias was that Nakritin will place Bishipua. But suppose you place the Nakritin not Bishipua. So the fact that it's placed on two poles rather than four poles is immaterial. Why should it make a difference? After all, in both Nakritin and in Kilut and Nakritin, you have special poles that are deliberate, geared, in order to be able to spread the sheet over them. But in Kilut, you have four poles. In Nakritin, you have two poles. So why should it make a difference? So why should one be more kavua than the other? Bishlo mekiro is not as kavua as even akriti or kinu, because you don't have any poles that were deliberately placed in order to adapt it for the people's asana. So that's why it has no place. But in akriti, you have poles. But in akriti, you have two poles that are geared for the people's asana. In kinu, you have four poles. So just because you have four poles, so it makes it more kavua. So it makes it more kavua. So that's why the cases of Osh, she believes that when the mother says that kinu is more kavua than akriti, it's because usually by kinu there is a God, akriti, since it's placed on two poles, so the melee, when something is placed on four poles, so maybe there is a God if you place it on four poles. But if you place it on two poles, so usually there is no God. It's Mishikua. It cannot spread it out, you know, like a sheet in a horizontal plane. But in the Haname, if it did spread out the sheet over the two poles, so that it has a God of the path, so then it is Kinu. Then it is Kinu. So in other words, according to the ritual, so Kinu is more kavua even than akriti, even relative to an akriti where it's spread out in such a way that it has a God. Why? Because if it has four poles, so maybe it's easier that it should stay on a horizontal plane. If it has only two poles, even if you do spread it out, that it should have a God. But sometimes by itself, first of all, any motion, any movement will defeat the spreading out of the sheet. So maybe that's the reason as to why the ritual says that kinu is considered more kavua even vis-a-vis nakriti that has a God. But the sheet of the of what she is, truly the Gemara says, the Mishnah says there is a difference between kinu and nakriti. That kinu is osea and nakriti it's muta. And when does the Mishnah say nakriti it's muta? If it doesn't have a din asor. And kinu is osea, even if it doesn't have a din asor. So why is it so according to this Rosh? Because kinu is spread out on four poles. So the melee, it usually has a God. That's the clearest, the fact has a God. But if you spread out a sheet, a subject, on two poles, but you spread it out in such a way that it has a God, so then it is kinu. The mitzvah was, enoch nami, that over four poles it had a God, two poles usually it was spread out in such a way that it was bishopwa. So people, when they wanted the subject to be spread out in the form of this land, then they use two poles. But if a person will spread it out so that it will have a God, but will spread it out over two poles, then it is kinu. No difference. But according to the ritual, it makes a difference. That's the machlokes. So it seems, there is a toisefer in that case, yes. And there is a sabiada case, yes. That has the same gears and the basis of Osh. So the difficulty in this case, yes, will be resolved if we take notice of the text of the Xaviyad. The Xaviyad, the Aguias Adonitwa mentions the text of the Xaviyad of Tesis. But the Masho, I don't understand. Masho says the Tesis, the name of his father, I don't understand.